Colin shares here, he reminded me what he was talking about. Some people are 10,000 feet up in the air and some people are down on the ground doing things. And it reminded me of, back to what my original point was, about the way our thoughts are being massaged and being soothed and being by our media into just being automatons and not thinking for ourselves. And an example is the use of the word terrorism. For me, or George Bush called the people who slammed into the Twin Towers and committed that atrocity, he called them cowards. I think anything that they did, it certainly wasn't cowardly to give your own life for any, whatever stupid the idea, it can't be called cowardice. Nor could the Japanese kamikaze for their ridiculous idea. But the problem is, the people from Hamas, or from the Al Aqsa Martyrs Brigade, or from the Popular Front of Liberation of Palestine, they're called terrorists. People from the Israeli army, who use helicopters that pinpoint things with missiles and can't be got at, they're called a defence force. Something is a bit odd. I think similar things have happened to the IRA, and I not or never have been a member of IRA or anything like that, okay? But what I'm saying is I was always disgusted by the way they were treated in the media, because nobody ever tried to understand why people would join the IRA. The sort of discontentment with jackboots kicking down your door at 3 o'clock in the morning that led to this sort of stuff, which was never questioned. It was never questioned. Just like you never questioned the bombs that took place in this city 30 years ago and who actually planted them. It's always been one-sided. They always would rather batter their own than to were cowardly in the face of any opposition. But again, I'm talking about the media and the way that certain people are called terrorists and other people are not. The way the Basques are called terrorists, or the Basque or ETA are called terrorists, even though they try to be political ETA now. But they had a ceasefire. It was called by one Spanish Socialist TD, or MP, from Granada. He called it their fast ceasefire in Catalonia like exploding a bomb in the middle of Spanish democracy. What sort of logic is that? And yet people are expected to take this in the name of, oh, they're bad and we're good. They're bad terrorists, we're good. Do nothing, think nothing. Can't even think for ourselves. I once heard somebody say, I think it was Peter Ustinov, that terrorism is a poor man's war, and war is a rich man's terror. And that generally is what happens. And it's generally worth finding out what Chechens are fighting back, what Palestinians are fighting back, what the Karen in Burma are fighting back, what the Uyghur people in China we hear nothing about are fighting back, what the Tibetans try peaceful opposition and it just does not work. Just like 21 Palestinians were killed last month in peaceful opposition, sitting down in front of Israeli bulldozers and nothing works. The people, the poor person who takes up arms to defend his own country, to defend himself, like the Bosnian army, for instance, in 1992, that is not terrorism.